This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. It is. You take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Come on. I think it kind of like walks away on you. 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and truly being engaged and being involved. You know, if you head up to the website, you get a lot. Got a lot happening up there. You know, stories are posted every day. You can give me your email address. That's really what I want. I want your email address. Okay? Because if you give me an email address, then I send out one email a week. I don't know what the big deal is. I send out one email a week. Keeps you informed on what's going on and what's happening. And if you don't like it, you don't want it, and you decide it's just a bunch of malarkey, as Joe said, then stop taking it. It's really, if you can't figure out how to stop taking text messages or emails or anything along those lines, maybe you shouldn't be driving either. I don't know. You shouldn't have sharp objects in your pocket. You know what I'm saying? Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732. If you want a text alert telling you that, you know, we're coming up, we're on the air, and what we're going to talk about, then, come on, you know this. Text TRS to 55222. TRS to 55222. It's really that simple. All right, let's get at it. It's the economy. Really stupid to pay attention. Think about it. You know, the liberals, they don't know which way to go in this economy stuff. They really have no clue. They're trying to figure out whether, you know, no, they're not trying to figure out. They're trying to figure out how to spin it. They know what the reality is. So, you know, they're all running around saying it was Obama policies, it's, you know, they're just going through. And notice that every time the stock market takes a dive of any kind, starts to go down in any way, they're all over Trump. Trump's fault, Trump this, Trump that, it's his policies, killing the market, it was all fake to begin with, and then when it goes up, it's just the strong economy is because of Mr. Obama. Well, I mean, if it's fake, then okay, yeah, I'll give you that. I'm telling you, we're going to find out that Mr. Obama's administration was one of the biggest frauds perpetrated on this country. More and more and more stuff comes out on a daily basis, but those, lots of people on the left just aren't paying attention. I don't blame them. They're sick of all the garbage that goes on in the news to begin with. But on top of that, all they hear 24/7 is how bad Trump is. There is no way that CNN would ever report on something that Obama may have done, or it very much looks like he did, that was illegal, unconstitutional, could put him in jail. Never. They would never do that. The U.S. economy, it continually proves that it's robust, it's thriving, it's doing well, and the left is having a major league heartburn with that. Well, you can call it a sugar high, because that's what they're calling it. To the great shock and disappointment of liberals who have been desperately hoping the... Now, think about that. When some of us, when Obama got elected, some of us said, you know, he doesn't know what he's doing, we're going to fail, we're going to do this, we're going to do that, they went nuts. They said, it's okay, you can't stand the president, but you really shouldn't hope that he fails, because then America fails, and that would be bad. So what are they doing? They're hoping the president fails. They're hoping his economic plans fail, that all his plans fail. Well, gee, that kind of sounds like a double standard to me. Anybody else? Seriously. So, with every little downturn, they get, like, so excited. It's like Christmas all over again for them. But guess what happened? The economy blew away expectations again. We're at 3.2% GDP. That's what the growing rate is. And that's just for the first quarter this year. Now, MSNBC even described the quarterly growth as extraordinary. Liberals have been predicting a recession, big-time recession, not reception, recession. Now, frustrated with the obvious success, right, you look at the middle tax cuts. You look on Facebook, look at some of those pages. Don't say anything. Just go looking. Do you notice who's mostly complaining about the tax cuts? The Democrats. Yeah, seriously. Because what they can't figure out is that on the front end, when they're getting more and more money on their weekly paycheck, which means they're paying in less and less taxes. And then at the end of the year, when they get their taxes back, and they get less taxes back, they go, well, I didn't get any more money. Well, of course you did, you moron. You got it during the year. Can't have it both ways. You know, you can always lower the amount of dependency you have. When you do that, they take more in your paycheck, and then you will get more back at the end of the year. And you'll be right back. You'll feel like you're right back under Obama. It'll make you happy because you'll have less in your paycheck every week. And then at the end of the year, you'll have the sad, sad task of having to say, thank you, President Trump. But seriously, I'm waiting for the economy to implode. Remember, it was supposed to take a nosedive the day after the president got elected. Remember all the pundits on CNN and other places? What I would have done was send them the chart upside down. Right? Say, turn this back over when your brain starts to function properly. Well, there's no impending recession. Things aren't going through the tank. People aren't jumping off of buildings because they've lost all their money. Yeah, they're very frustrated with the president. They're very frustrated that he's doing well. That whole Armageddon thing died. Now they argue that the tax cuts and the Jobs Act would only produce a sugar high for the economy. So there's nothing, nowhere. This, like I said, the guy couldn't do anything. He could rescue sextuplets from a burning building after running in three times, and they would still figure out why he wore his expensive Italian shoes to do it. Joe Mancini, your host, special guest after the break. Don't go far.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash in coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Mancini here, host of The Real Side with Joe Mancini. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get your free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018.
My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe. But some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you mind telling me whose brain I did put in?
Then you won't be angry.
I will not be angry.
Abby someone.
Abby someone. Abby who?
Abby normal.
Back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. Seriously, I so much appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll. There truly is a lot happening up there. And I want you involved in the conversation. Really do. I want you involved in the conversation. So we have a live chat room on, I guess it's called a feed on Facebook, but on our website, we have a live chat room on the website. Get involved, get involved, get involved. I know who you're expecting, but it's not him. Really? I would say it's the second guy in line, but then he'd feel like he was being dissed, and he should never be dissed. Julio Rivera joins me. I always enjoy my time with him. Always enjoy when he's on with us. Julio, how's it going?
I'm good. I'm fantastic. Who's the first guy in line? Is that Xander?
That would have been Xander. This is Xander's night, right? But you,
yeah,
but
it is. That's what I was wondering. I was like, wait a minute. I thought we would be all on together and hold hands and say kumbaya.
The whole kumbaya moment.
Happy horse stuff, you know what I'm saying? You said before earlier Facebook feed. I was under the impression that feed is something that you give to chickens to fatten them up before you break their necks and fry.
Well, I told you that. Oh, yeah, that's true. That's true. The breaking the neck part. Look, in my generation, it's all a feed. I have no idea what to call this stuff. They keep changing the names. You know, what is it? It's a feed. It's a live something or other. It's a chat room.
You're loading it down from the Facebook.
Yes, is what my mother says.
From the Facebook.
Yeah. My grandmother used to call it the marijuana.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Oh, man.
Is he smoking that marijuana? The marijuana there, it's bad for you.
Well, in California, I'm sure there's plenty of it. But there's a lot of it in other places, too.
You don't even have to buy it in California. Just walk down a busy street, you know? Seriously.
Yeah, you can catch a contact high.
And you're done. It's really that simple.
Mm-hmm.
It's not hard at all.
Yeah.
But I tell you what, I don't know if you know this, but California's really got a problem because when they legalized it, they had figured they would get like 600 plus million in tax revenues from it. So last year, they closed at like $37 million. And the problem is that when you go to the store to buy it, between the taxes and what they have to go through to sell it to you and all the other stuff, it costs more money. So why would I buy it there? Where can I still buy it on the street? It's legal for all intents and purposes. It makes no sense. Nobody really, they must have been high when they wrote the bill and it didn't make any sense.
Exactly. And part of the fun is the hunt of actually getting it. So if you buy it on the street, if you don't buy it in the street anymore, doesn't that take away half of the fun? No, I'm just kidding. I wouldn't know anything about that.
Or, yes, right. Hi, you smell what? No, I wasn't smoking. I must have walked by
potpourri.
Somebody.
That's called the devil's potpourri.
Potpourri. There you go. Perfect. All right.
There you go.
You know, I got to tell you something. What's going on right now, the president has decided again, which I think he's right on with it, that he's not going to go to the, you know, the White House Correspondent Dinner. Now, why they call it the Correspondent Dinner, I don't know. They should be calling it the White House Kick the Crap Out of the President Dinner and all people around him, because it was never meant to be as nasty as it was last year with Sanders. It just was disgusting. But he's got a right not to go. They're screaming that the First Amendment, he should be there to honor the First Amendment that he talks about. But the First Amendment doesn't say anything about the president going to dinner with these idiots, does it?
No, it doesn't. And believe me, if the president had a problem with the First Amendment, if he was truly a totalitarian, authoritarian, Nazi dictator, all these horrible things that they throw at him, believe me, they wouldn't be having this dinner. And if they did, they'd be having it with a gun pointed to the back of their heads. You know, so it's one of those things, like, it's gotten to the point of ridiculousness. The Trump administration and its members really have nothing to gain from coming out here. I mean, what are they going to do? They're going to say some really nasty things. People are going to take cheap shots at them in the name of the First Amendment. But really what they're doing is they're cutting down innocent people that are trying to do the best job that they can for the American people, for a president that was, you know, duly elected by the American people. It's, you know, the Sarah Sanders display from last year was particularly disgusting from Michelle Wolf, who quite frankly looks like Ronald McDonald without makeup on. I mean, honestly, I mean, this woman, I mean, I wouldn't want to have to wake up and look at that face in the morning. And meanwhile, she, you know, has to say the nastiest things, you know, that she can find to say about. Of course, Sarah Sanders, who tries her best for the, or tried her best for the president when she was involved. In addition to that, last year, you know, over there in your district, crazy Maxine Waters, or your state rather, crazy Maxine Waters was saying that, you know, we need to, you know, confront these people in the streets and obstruct them. And, you know, we all saw what happened in the restaurant, obviously, with Sarah Sanders again, Ted Cruz getting attacked in restaurants. This is the hateful rhetoric from the left is just perpetuated at events like this. You know, and it's, if anything, it's worse if you have members of the presidential staff there, because it's basically giving you a guide on how to attack these people in the streets and giving you material to throw at them should you run into them. I don't know. I think that Trump is absolutely right. Unless he wants to set send them there and make them go and give them like hazardous duty pay or something like that, because they really in some semblance, in some senses are going into a very hostile territory.
Oh, yeah, no kidding.
Like
no kidding.
That.
I mean, it's like we should, I mean, compared to what's coming up over the border, we should send them down to come up over the border. That's how bad it is for them at one of those meetings. It's just, it's really, really, really terrible. But again, back to the First Amendment thing, it shows you how delusional these people are. They really believe that the First Amendment forces the president to go have the crap kicked out of him in front of these morons. What makes them so... That's the other thing, too. What makes them so self-righteous? What makes them think they're so... They have a degree in journalism. They have a degree in writing... Well, it's supposed to be. Writing down what they actually see happen. You need a degree for that, for real?
Hey, man. I mean, I've ran in, you know, some of the biggest websites in the world, and then my focus of study is certainly not journalism. You know, it's one of those things. I think it's the sense of entitlement that people in this generation have. I think it's like the worst, you know, inclinations of liberalism in America, that they feel that the president should come out and basically, you know, sit there and take spitballs all night from these little loser journalists. And you know what's the biggest hypocrisy in the world? Most of these guys, and I see them all over the place, I see the liberals, you know, at a lot of the bipartisan events, and these people, you know, they're not people that are so well off to do, like, you know, big corporatists and people like that, and a lot of the interests that they actually support by supporting big government. And if anybody really, you know, 10 days, what was tax day, 10 days ago, 11 days ago, all these journalists that make, you know, between 60 and 80 and maybe up to $100,000 a year, you know that they saw the difference based on the Trump tax cuts. You know,
oh, yeah.
I mean,
no,
I saw it. You know, I know that the Trump tax bill on tax day, this day, nobody gave him credit for it. I'm writing a column right now that I'm putting together, kind of how outlining that hypocrisy, that people, a lot of the people that are you know, profiting off of the Trump tax cuts are the same people that are cutting him down the mainstream media. It really is pathetic and hypocritical.
I never heard them do anything negative to Obama at one of those White House dinners. Anyway, I'm Joe Mazzini, your host. Listen to Real Side. Julio Rivera is with us. He'll still be with us on the other side of the break. We'll be right back.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
President Donald Trump talks about the economy with Japanese Prime Minister Abe at the White House, noting the first quarter U.S. GDP.
3.2 is far above expectation. I guess many people were thinking it would be in the ones, maybe between 1 and 2, and 3.2 is great. knowing that first quarter seems to always be the lowest, we're up to a very good start for the year.
A busy day for the president. He started out talking with reporters before heading out to the NRA convention in Indianapolis. He says he feels young and vibrant at age 72. Trump told NRA leaders he will not ratify a United Nations arms trading treaty. Within 24 hours of formally announcing his decision to run for president, former Vice President Joe Biden's campaign announced it's raised $6.3 million. 97% of online donations were under $200, and the average online donation was $41, according to his campaign. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our court.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
Back. Every time I hear that song, it's a Carlos Santana song. I can't remember the name of it, but oh, Black Magic Woman, right? Anyway, every time I hear that song, I kind of see a lot of guys sitting around a CD bar, you know, with his like those string beads from the 70s or 60s in the doorway, puffs of smoke coming out everywhere, and it ain't cigars, you know what I'm saying? Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. If you want to be involved in the show, I mean, I am so tired of being strangled by the Googles of the world, by the, you know, the Facebooks and all that. You know, people, if you want to hear the show, you can get it on your phone. We're working on a brand new app for the phone. Should be out in the next month or so, done and finished with. But until then, if you want to be alerted when the show is going to start, you can text us at TRS55222, TRS55222. And if you can't figure it out, it's the real side. Get a TRS. Anyway, send you a message. You'll know what's going on. You'll know we're coming up. And you can have some fun just like I am. Julio Rivera joins me. I always have a good time when he's on the show as well. And Julio, thanks for being with me.
Thank you so much. I appreciate the fact that you played Carlos Santana. I'm a big fan of cultural appropriation when I'm on the television show.
Yeah, you're a radio show. You're a drummer, right? Aren't you? Don't you play an instrument?
I play, actually, I'm more of a guitarist than anything. I write a lot of riffs on guitar, bass, and drums. I just mess around with.
Well, you know,
but I think you're referring to the video that's on Facebook, and yes, I'm a pretty good drummer when I want to be.
Well, there you go. See that? So when you come back to town, instead of hanging out in Hollywood with all the nut jobs, come find me, and we'll go jam for a while.
Hey, those are my people, man. Listen, I'm a certified vampire, baby. You know what I'm saying? I hang out on Sunset out in West Hollywood. I know that's crazy. I think the least conservative place probably in the world. But, you know, just based on the culture, the music and everything, I've always, you know, been a part of that kind of in my own way.
You've been to the Roxy?
I'm a big rock and roll guy, yeah. I'm a rock and roll music guy.
Wow.
Yeah, I am.
I would have never guessed that.
You wouldn't even recognize me. I'd be walking around with, like, leather pants on, my hair looking all crazy.
You don't look punk. You're not a punk rock guy, right? You don't come off.
I'm a rock and hard rock guy, you know what I'm saying? You'll see me hanging around and, you know. Yeah. And that's, you know, I like that. I mean, that's, I like California based on, there's a lot of great things to like about California, although the feces on the ground isn't one of them.
No, well, let's see. Oh, pl- please. You know what? In downtown L.A., I had to go down there a couple of weeks back. I couldn't even park in parking spaces that were empty because apparently that's where the garbage goes. And the garbage is, you know, a foot and a half, 2 feet high. I'm not driving over it. I don't know what's in it. I don't know what's in there.
Exactly. You don't want to step on a hypodermic needle loaded with feces.
Yes. It's just amazing to me. Anyway.
So
hey,
sad.
I don't know if you... Yeah, I know. Some of the most beautiful cities in the country are being literally crapped on. So, Attorney General Barr. I'm starting to really like this guy. At first, he looked like a bump on the log. Didn't he, for the longest time? And, you know, he's there and he's answering questions very dry. And then he was in that White House press briefing where he nailed some of the reporters. I thought that was very cool. And now, I don't know if you know this, but I think it was just a couple of days ago, he went after a Massachusetts judge for breaking federal law. She actually helped let an illegal who had been deported twice and come back illegally twice, she helped him escape out the back door because she knew the ICE agents were out in the front hall waiting for him. So Barr has now put out an order to all his attorneys in every state saying, we are a letter of the law, country, and you make sure that we're upholding the law. End of discussion. And in Massachusetts, of all players, the very first attorney for Attorney General Barr went after a Massachusetts judge and arrested the bailiff, and it looks like it's going to move forward. How does this make you feel? Even though I know this is only one.
I love it. Yeah. I love it. Listen, this is a conspiracy to help somebody circumvent immigration law. That's basically what I'm pretty sure what they're being arrested for is something in that, somewhere in that neighborhood as far as legally. And it's absolutely right. Judicial activism is bad for America. The judges have a duty to uphold the law. That's what they're there for. They are really the enforcers of the law. You know, in law enforcement, even though they call it law enforcement, it's truly enforced when you're penalized for breaking it. And that happens at the judicial level. So, I mean, I think that what we've seen in a lot of ways from, you have certain courts stacked in the favor of certain ideological principles. And, it's getting to the point now where one party is for the actual enforcement of law, and the other one is for having different sets of rules for different people. That's the reason why we had a 2-year Mueller investigation into Trump that didn't do anything but turn up a lot of things that are questionable that were done by the other side. Now, as to whether Barr is going to reopen some of these cases and look a little deeper into some of these things, I mean, I would say that what happened in Massachusetts is a good indicator that perhaps we're going to get justice on things like, our uranium being sold to, countries that we shouldn't be selling them to say the least, and, the State Department under Hillary Clinton taking money from Middle Eastern countries that support, our state sponsors of terror and then turning around and, conducting arms deals where we're, facilitating the sale of, high leverage arms to these countries. All these things have to be looked at, and hopefully Bob Barr will not be recusing himself in the same pathetic, impotent manner, quite frankly, that Jeff Sessions did.
Well, yeah, no, I love that. I love hearing that stuff. Rosenstein came out and started slapping around Obama, too. I don't know if you heard about that, where he actually came out and he called out Obama for not really handling the Russian investigation, for not stepping up and doing the right thing.
I mean, that's easy for him to take shots at that now. I mean, this is the guy that kind of enabled the Mueller probe, though.
Yeah, but I'm not giving him papers to walk here, but I'm saying, interestingly enough, I don't know if he's looking for some leniency should the crap hit the fan. Right? I mean, he came down on Obama. He came down on Obama.
Well, yeah, I mean, now that Trump isn't being impeached, these guys are kind of scrambling. I think they figured it was an ace in the hole. Their pre-composed, vision of what they thought Trump was didn't turn out to be true, and he wasn't, as dirty as they thought he was, and it wasn't so easy to prove anything that he's ever done. But listen, this is the reason why we have an unrestrained House Judiciary Committee. As long as Democrats have control of the House, unfortunately, people that are associated with Trump on some level are going to have something to worry about. Obviously, we know about the 81 subpoenas of, Trump's 81's closest associates. Let me ask you a question, right? I don't associate with that many people. Quite frankly, I don't even like half of the people I see. Oh. I know that sounds like horrible to say, but let's be honest, right? Like if they said Julio, who are the 81 closest people you've associated with?
I couldn't give you 81 names.
Year and a half. Right? You might be in that list, and vice versa. You know what I'm saying? Like, we have no connections to each other, really, in that way, like from a business perspective, where we're plotting or, you know, right. or criminals or some any crazy stuff like that. So they're basically what they're doing is they're giving them a free pass. The fact that the Democrats have control of the House is giving them a free pass to harass anyone that has had any degree of closeness to Trump, whether in business, whether politically, or what have you.
Well, it's funny. Trump's had it. He's not giving them, he's not releasing those taxes. He says, look, you have no right to the 10 years of taxes, and you only want to do one thing with them. You're going to scrutinize every line, every number, every dot, you know, every period. We are not going to do this for the next 2 years. But you know what? I don't agree with him. I think he should allow them to get as dumb as they can humanly get for the next 2 years. And I think when election time comes around, they're going to be so engrossed in trying to nail him, they're going to have nothing to run on. What are they going to run on? They came out again with the last quarter with 3.2% GDP. What are they going to run on? We're 2-2 good? You're going to do what Gavin Newsom said is the reason, did you hear him? The reason they have a homeless problem in San Francisco is because of President Trump's economy.
No, that's such a lie, especially considering everything that Jerry Brown did over the last couple of years. Oh. Barack Obama himself saying that, you know, 1.4% GDP growth was going to be the new normal, and those jobs are never coming back. I mean, look what a little deregulation and a little tax reform can do. I mean, we've created 495,000 manufacturing jobs under Trump. They supposedly were never coming back.
Oh, yeah.
So
we were done.
You know, so at the end of the day, I think people will vote with their wallet. I think that eventually a lot of millennials will be disillusioned with this message of socialism, which is, quite frankly, failing globally. I mean, you know, look no further than Venezuela. I mean, we have a global crisis, a humanitarian crisis going on in Venezuela. So,
yeah. All right. Well, I know you got to get going. Tell people where to find you.
Hey, you got to go to reactionarytimes.com. Reactionarytimes.com. Reactionarytimes.com.
Wow, you sound like a guy that's hawking something. You know what I'm saying? Anyway,
yes,
go with your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus the free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code RADIO. You heard right, Proactive MD, plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code RADIO. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code RADIO.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Is it true you're getting a divorce as soon as your husband recovers his eyesight?
We are back. Oh, God bless America. That's one of those songs that, I don't know, you couldn't, I don't think you could do that today. Well, actually, you probably could. If you listen to hip-hop, you listen to some of that stuff, man, it's pretty nasty.
It depends on who.
And, well, the majority of them, pretty nasty. So it depends on where they're playing it. Yeah, that's true, too. As to whether, I don't know, it's just bad. And those songs were so innocent. They alluded to. The songs actually say it. And I guess they can play it. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thanks so much for being with me. I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and being involved, being engaged, really doing something. As you heard Corey Duncan say last night a million times, you got to do something, got to be involved, got to do something. And you know, when it comes to, and I'll tell you, last night, I think I got one email on it, but basically, he's not. I don't believe, and maybe I totally misunderstood him, but he's not saying give up. He's saying some of the stuff that we spend a whole bunch of time on, fighting about, discussing, putting out there, is a waste of time. Because it's not going to change. You're not going to stop Joe Biden from running because you're talking about how bad he is. And he's right. But you are going to let people know what it is. It's just like with abortion. The more and more they show young people on college campuses what abortion really is, the more the rate goes down. Because, again, just like Abby Johnson, they've been told for eons that it's nothing more than a blob of cells. Nothing. You know, they said, I don't know, I grew up always being told, an apple a day keeps the doctor away? No, I don't know. We all know that's a little, a little hooey. But I think what they're trying to get across is if you eat good, you won't have to go to the doctor as often. But a judge now has to decide if a Michigan farm owner or Michigan farm owned by a Catholic military veteran will be allowed to sell their apples at the city-owned farmers market. Now, the reason for this will freak you out again. And this is why I've said a couple of times, just because President Trump is, and he's in, doesn't mean that we get to relax now. Because you still got to fight this craziness on a regular basis. The freedom of religion, or the freedom of you to exercise your religion, never was taken away, really, but it's been squelched. And I know somebody's going to throw something at me, but President Trump hasn't been aggressive enough in pushing back on this stuff. You know, when Barr came in as AG, I would have had a list of things I wanted him to deal with. In 2016, Steve and Bridget Tenz, devout Catholics and military veterans, were banned from East Lansing Farmers Market because of their religious beliefs regarding marriage. He says, I write extensively about the case in... Todd Starnes says he writes extensively about the case in his upcoming book, The Culture Jihad. Now, Steve Ten says that our mission on our farm is to glorify God by facilitating family fun on the farm. Wow, that's terrible. Why would you want to have fun on a farm? He says, we also want to feed families. So they're going to glorify God by feeding families and allowing families to have fun on their farm. And we'll have none of that, says the city. See, Steve said that, I was born and raised on this farm. My wife and I left the military to come back to the farm and raise our 6 children here. They had been asked via Facebook whether they would host a same-sex marriage at the Country Mill Farms. The Tenz family declined, citing their belief that marriage is between one man and one woman. East Lansing city leaders accused the Catholic family of discrimination. Now, we've been through this. This is what I mean. This is hilarious. Nobody's paying attention. The Supreme Court has already said in many of these cases, this is okay. It's not discrimination. You can't ask somebody to participate in something that they're not part of, that they don't agree with. It doesn't have anything to do with your religious belief, Mayor Mark Meadows said. County Mill is a corporation. It's not an individual. He said, last time I heard it doesn't have religious activities. Well, the owners do. We've already been through this with other companies. See, this guy's trying to find a little crack that a corporation can't have a religious belief. No, but the people who run it can. First, the city kicked the farmers out of the... You know what I'd love to do someday? Really freak out these left loons. I'm going to go to Hooters and get a job. You think I can qualify? Don't look at me like that. If you can discriminate on this other stuff, don't talk to me that my chest isn't big enough and my belly isn't small enough. I'll wear a tight white T-shirt. We'll see how that goes over. And then I'll sue them for discrimination. First, the city kicked the farmers out of their farmers' market, and then they crafted a policy that would keep them out permanently. A federal judge ordered the city to temporarily reverse its decision, and now the farmers are asking for a permanent injunction allowing them to return to the market. He said, we realized that we had to stand up not just for us, but for our children, And for those people out there who don't, can't, you know, that's the other thing. People say, Joe, why are you still in California? Well, this is why. Who's going to stand up for these people? Who's going to open their mouth and push back and say, no, you're wrong, we're not going to have that? I've been able to do a lot of things behind the scenes, if you would, because of people I've been able to put together that have stopped some of this craziness from happening. Now, the Tenz family didn't go looking for a fight. Let's remember that. The fight came to them. And the fight didn't come from them because they stuck their finger in somebody's face and said, oh, my God, you're gay. You should be married. You're going to hell. They never said that to anybody. They never approached anybody. They never attacked anybody. It's always the left. It's always the ones that want to have a got you moment. It's always the ones that don't agree with what you do. They're going to do what they can to bring you down because they hate you. That is such a form of hate. They won't admit to it. You want to have a same-sex only bridal place, bridal shop? Good for you. I'm not going to petition for you to be shut down. I'm not going to go scratch your windows. I'm not going to go paint your door, defecate on your stairs to your door. I'm not going to do that. Left does it. But that's that whole love Trump's hate crowd. Apparently, I still don't understand the meaning of those words yet. And they don't host bachelor or bachelorette parties. They don't believe in it. I mean, think about that. They have a whole list of things. Look, we had that web company. We had a technology and a web company. And I had a couple of pretty young ladies that came in. And they wanted a website. What was it called? Puck Bunnies. No, I did not swear. Puck Bunnies. And it was sexy hockey wear for women. Now, that probably would have been a short-lived company. I should have taken their money and run. But seriously, I won't tell you what it looked like and some of the stuff that they had. But I refused to take it. I gave them the names of about five or six other computer companies or web companies that would do it, but I didn't take it. I didn't take it for several reasons. See, it's not me to judge what they want to sell and what they want to do. Huh? If that's what they want to sell and do, that's up to them. But I was on the school board at the time. And I felt it. Here I am, screaming about modesty, screaming about helping these young men and women understand truly who they are. And yet, I'm going to build a site for someone that's going to allow them to make all kinds of money on, oh, I don't know, sex-related things. That somehow are supposed to have to do with hockey. I don't know. Totally confusing to me. Burris said that the East Lansing city leaders targeted the farmers simply because of the beliefs. Government officials from the mayor to the city council to the city manager have publicly called Catholic marriage beliefs ridiculous. They have said this out in public for the whole world to see. And I'll bet you can't guess what political party they belong to. Do they understand that simply by coming after somebody because of their religious beliefs, they're discriminating? Do they get that? Do they have an IQ high enough to get that? He said the city actually objected when the Michigan Catholic Church, Catholic Conference, filed a friend of the court brief to explain Catholic teachings on marriage. So, the city was mad that the Catholic Church came to their defense. Now, if that isn't drug-induced, I don't know what is. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. I'm going to tell you, next hour, another special guest. We're going to talk about a great event that's going on in the Los Angeles area this weekend. And if you're around, you need to go to. It's really, you say you're a conservative? You want to help conservative principles? You want to help with conservative issues? I'll give you away the next hour. Joe Mancini, host. You're listening to The Real Side.